WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Get it. 7:39, good morning, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
What's up, you ace?
How you doing?
So the Flex Seal commercials on. I love these Flex Seal commercials.
Oh, yeah.
The guy, he's just like ripping apart stuff. Like, look at this. It'll fix everything.
I got a can of Flex Seal.
Yeah? So you just covered up a mouse hole. That's the mouse's home. What are you doing?
Oh, what, Flex Seal, huh?
You jerk. What a jerk.
Mouse will chew right through that. Come on.
This guy hates mice. What a jerk. Anyway, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. They're still open. Just know that, obviously, there's no dining in, but you can do carry out, order some delivery. Go check them out. Pizza, pasta, subs, some great menu items for you. It's at Joey C's. Don't be an idiot, all right? Go see them. What's the matter for you? Your topic for today, so far, during quarantine, I've learned blank. So far during quarantine, I've learned blank.
So far during quarantine, I have learned that there is nothing on TV. There wasn't before and there isn't now.
It's amazing.
I got 8,000 channels, Brock. 8,000 channels. And there's probably like two of them that would have something on at any given time.
Yeah. It's a whole lot of nothing. It's a whole lot of nothing.
What did you learn? Did you learn anything?
I haven't learned a damn thing. What are you talking about?
You've been going to work.
So it's a little different. I think I've learned, too, that I my wife's breaking point on me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm picking up on it. I'm picking up on, like, when I need to walk away for a bit and everything.
But otherwise, immediately when she walks into the studio, is that what you're saying?
Just leave. I jump out the window. No, I honestly, and I've kind of always known this, but I've learned there are a lot of selfish people out there, and I've learned that there are also some very good people out there. Mm-hmm. I guess that's kind of, it's showcased. Like, I was in the store, like, I think it was last weekend, I had to get some stuff, and there was boxes, obviously all the face masks are sold out, and then there was boxes of gloves just kind of scattered and opened, so people literally just went in there. But then you also see the good news on there, we've talked about it on the show, so I guess that's kind of what I've learned. Nothing too crazy. Nothing too crazy. Let's check out some answers here on Facebook. So far during quarantine, I've learned, Billy said that I'm essential and I didn't know it. There you go, Billy. Billy, you're essential to us. We should have told you that, Billy. Billy, you've always been essential to us, buddy.
Billy.
I like Roberts. So far during quarantine, I've learned that I've realized I'm perfectly happy staying home and not going anywhere. I haven't left the house in 9 days. Personal record, and I'm okay with that. But see, Robert, you're doing it right. That's the way to do it, man.
Attaboy, Robert.
Yeah.
You see? He just has a lot more days to go.
Yeah, day 26. I was lying. I can't do it. Allison had a good one. So far, I've learned that people are more gross than I thought. And I grew up barefoot on a farm doing dares to eat worms and play in the dirt. No, people are disgusting. Unfortunately, it took this to realize how disgusting people really are.
I had no idea how disgusting my husband was.
Dude, everyone, it's just we're all gross, and that's why we have a pandemic on our hands. Wash your effing hands, yeah. All right? For God's sakes. Let's see. I like Tony's. Tony said, so far during quarantine, I've learned that I'm the only person left on Earth that hasn't watched The Tiger King.
Seriously, though, that's all over Facebook. Dude, it's all you hear about now.
Everywhere. Have you finished it yet?
No. I'm not going to either.
Dude, you need to. It's epic, man.
Hey, look, this thing float.
Dude, it's so much better than that Cats thing. So you'll watch Don't Mess with Cats, but you won't watch the most epic unfolding of hillbilly craziness ever.
You haven't seen Don't Mess with Cats.
I guarantee this is better. This is better.
You see, you throw stuff out there. You haven't even seen Don't F with Cats.
And you haven't even seen Tiger King. What are you doing?
No, I have. I've seen a few episodes. You haven't seen anything of that documentary.
You know what? Kiki watched part of it and she said it was dumb, just like you. That's what I learned. I learned that you're dumb.
Oh, just like everybody else has watched it, loved it, except you and Kiki, and you guys are right, because it's you and Kiki.
Exactly.
Because you're never wrong, like Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the world.
The sooner you realize that, the better for all of us. I'm surprised you haven't learned that in quarantine.
I don't want to watch no damn mullet, hoop earring, redneck hillbilly dude talk about Tigers. You know, I don't care.
It's so much deeper. It's so much deeper than that.
I don't care about the girl that he gets pissed off. I get it. I know he's mad at a girl.
You know what I've learned?
For trying to take his Tigers. Big deal.
I've learned your head is so far up your ass.
All right. Hey, you know what? Real quick, there is a thing floating around about the Tiger King. Back in 2002, 2003, people are saying that he came to the Orchards Mall. And somebody put on Facebook, like, hey, post the pictures if anybody took any pictures. So I think the actual Tiger King came to the Orchards Mall, which is fitting for that type of guy.
Yeah.
He would go to the Orchards Mall.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. You know? I think you and him would be best buds.
I don't know.
Let's see if we can get him on the phone.
Dude, wasn't he on our WTF one of the days?
He was. Yeah, he was. We did that because I showed you the mugshot and I played you that audio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
With him talking about, I've had some of the kinkiest sex you've ever heard of.
Right. And now you're watching days and days of this guy.
It's amazing.
I'm proud of it.
It's amazing. I'm so proud of it. You know what? All right, let's take a break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. So far during quarantine, you've learned what? We'll be back.
You're a moron. Brock
and hey, good morning. 7:54. It's Brock and Spencer. Sam. 55. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. So far during quarantine, I've learned blank.
I got one real quick. I got to throw it out there. And this happened yesterday. I've been growing this neck beard because, I'm quarantined. And I'm not a neck beard kind of a guy. So I had to shave my neck last night. And running a little low on razors, Brock. So I get one of the old wife's razors from the shower. Well, look brand new.
Yeah.
Brand new. I'm shaving my neck and get it all done, and I go and lay down, and the wife's like, oh, you shaved. She's like, I noticed you used my razor. I'm like, yeah, it's a nice razor. It's one of those, like, quattro, you know.
Yeah, it's got like 8, 30 blades. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, where'd you get that? It's like, from the shower. She's like, you know, there's a reason it's in the shower, right? I used that razor for dark spots and places that are hard to reach. And I'm like, sweet. So I just shaved my neck with your vagina razor. I appreciate that. That's not the only part.
That's not the only dark spot there.
So during quarantine, I have learned to not use the razor that is in the shower. I should have known that.
Oh, God. Yeah, you should have known that. What's wrong with you?
It's good looking. That thing was sharp, too. Cut my neck off.
She's going to have to use a new one now because you can't go down there with beard hair after going through the beard. Well, actually, you'll be all right. Your beard's pretty thin,
wispy.
So you'll be all right. She'll be okay. Use that thing 1,000 more times, you'll be all right.
My hair is biodegradable, bro. It's that wispy.
It hits the sun and it melts. It just incinerates. We got some great comments on Facebook. So far during quarantine, I've learned Chad had a good one. Carol Baskin killed her husband.
Oh, God.
From Tiger King. Let's see. Gotti said, I learned that staying at home away from people is what I've been doing for the past few years now. Oh, nothing's changed. Stephanie.
Welcome to my world.
Stephanie learned, I'm really wanting to be a stay-at-home mom. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are either going to fall in love with not going out, you know, like working from home, that it may change things. And we're also learning that there's a lot of jobs you can do from home. You know what I mean? Hell, the radio show.
That's kind of crazy, weird to think about. It's kind of a scary thing.
Yeah.
I just hope companies aren't like, hey, you know what? We're going to have you work from home and pay you less.
Yeah.
Because you're working from home. I just hope that it doesn't get to that point.
Yeah. I mean, I might take a little bit less to work from home.
Yeah.
I mean, you're working from home.
Yeah, dude, you know what? You want what you can't, or whatever that phrase is.
Nailed it.
But anyway, you're going to want to go to work. Trust me, dude.
Perfect.
It's getting old.
The grass is always greener. Let's see. Matthew learned that people do not listen. That's true. Hey, don't throw parties. Don't, you know, respect social distancing. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw a party. All right. People do not listen.
You know what? Can we extend on that a little bit, too? I was riding a bike the other day with the wife. You know, we aren't even close riding bikes. And we had to stop downtown St. Joe's. I had to grab something from out the back of my bike or something. And this lady throws her window open. And, hey! Social distancing. And she starts pointing at two of us. Dude, we were 6 feet apart. She's like, what are you guys doing? Dude, it took me everything. Not to just, hey, you crazy bitch. I won't cough on you. I won't, you know. Here's the thing. Have faith in people. Uh-huh. Don't express your opinion every friggin' second you get to. You know, by her throwing her window open from the second story and yelling at people out on the street, like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Stop with that. You're making it worse.
You're crazy old bag of bones. Shut up. Let's see. During quarantine so far, I've learned. Dawn said I can watch a lot of weird TV. Jim said I'm going to get fat and lazy when I retire. Nice. Mm. Melissa learned that drinking calms everything for a little while. That's going to end poorly.
Develop a problem.
Yeah. Let's see. Andrea's learned absolutely nothing. And we'll end with Jason's. So far during quarantine, I've learned, Jason said, my wife still says no go on booty stuff. keep wearing her down, Jason. By week six, she'll sing a different tune. You'll be all right. All right, we're going to take a break. More when we come back.